Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Rolling on a Cap J Hood, 312-332-3776. So I interviewed LeVar Ball. It's on my YouTube page, which you can get through the ESPN 1000 Twitter feed. And 33 minutes, I think you're going to enjoy it. He was engaging and fun. We had a very good time talking basketball. And when I asked him about his son, Lonzo, there's concern the Bulls have why his knee is still bothering him. I said, LeVar, will he be ready?
So will he be healthy, ready for the season?
You know what? He should be ready for the season this year because he's going to stay out here and get it done the right way. Sometimes you have to get your own guy to say, okay, this is how we got to do this. And I told him, yo, go. You're older now. Go find a guy to do that. But I'll tell you what. If all else fails, go back to the basics, which is come back to me. Let me get you right, man. Because you were never hurt when you was with me.
Okay, that's an interesting thought by him. He believes that going back to California and getting that rehab can be able to help his son, Lonzo.
Water. He thought water therapy, like doing your conditioning in a pool so it takes the stress off the knee till it heals.
Sure.
Something the Bulls should have tried. They didn't, according to LeVar. Mm-hmm. And then I asked him about Zach LaVine, where there's rumors that ESPN KJM show had a rumored trade or proposed trade, Zach to the Lakers, three-way deal with the Knicks. And here is his answer on that.
You are very, very smart. And I'm going to tell you like I told him. He's gone. And I'm going to tell you why. Okay, it started off Zach LaVine. Okay, now you get hurt. A few things happen, and guess who's doing all the big plays? All I hear is DeMar.
Right.
DeMar. He don't want to play second fiddle. And who don't want to go to L.A.? He won't go back to the West Coast. He'd be like, yeah, I think he's from the West Coast. Seattle? Washington?
Seattle.
Yeah, he'd rather, if he got a chance to go there, I guarantee you he ain't no fool, because he like this. I'm in L.A., even when I get paid. I know I can do some commercials or something. He's a good-looking guy, light-skinned. They're gonna love him in L.A. They did in Westwood. So they're going to offer him some money. Hey, he's going to go, hey, I'm going over there.
He says he's gone. Do you think he's tapped in enough that he and his son Lonzo is represented by Clutch Sports, Rich Paul, the same agent that has Zach? Do you think he's tapped in or he's guessing?
I think it's a combination of both. I would say that he's tapped in, and I will give him the benefit of the doubt because his son plays on the team. There might have been some talk there, but the idea that Los Angeles at this point is a better spot than the Bulls, I would disagree with. Even with the great LeBron James being in Los Angeles, he's in the twilight of his career. He doesn't have much left. I mean, sure, he still can score at a high level, Cap, but he's not playing as many games because now he's getting hurt. And so when I hear what LeVar is saying, yes, we've heard him have conjecture and have a lot of big, grandiose thoughts about things, and I think it's cool. I did mention to you, Cap, that this was quite the interview because LeVar doesn't speak as often anymore.
Correct.
People thought that when Lonzo came to the Bulls, oh, it's going to be LeVar at every home game and causing a stir. He's not doing that. He's also not doing that in Charlotte with his other son.
LaMelo.
He's not around. So the point is that when I hear this story, when I hear this, well, I'm thinking, well, if Zach LaVine wants to leave, that's fine. But if he wants to be the guy, if he's trying to go to a good team, he won't be the guy. That's Miami. That's Boston. That's Milwaukee. That's Brooklyn. He can't be the guy. That's Philadelphia. He's not going to be the guy. He'll be a piece. If he goes to the West, like he wants to go to L.A., right? Going to be the guy with the Lakers? Going to be the guy with the Clippers? You could be the guy in Sacramento. You do that.
He signed there once before.
You're not going to be the guy in Golden State, so ultimately, if he wants to go, it's because he wants to increase his chances to win a championship. I say he stays because when he says that there's all this shine for DeMar DeRozan, I don't agree with that. Yeah, he got shine because he had a really good season because he played over his skis. DeMar DeRozan this year.
He did something that he's a look. He's been a tremendously competent, successful, solid pro. Not like this. This was the best year of his career.
Yeah, but I guess my point with DeMar DeRozan is show me again. He's 32, Cap. So you gonna show me again? He's gonna have that kind of year again? I'm not sure that he can. This might be a Julius Randle year for DeMar DeRozan in that a couple years ago when the Knicks went to the playoffs, Julius Randle was outstanding. He was the go-to guy, not so much this past year. So so I don't agree that Zach LaVine looks at DeMar DeRozan and says, man, DeRozan's getting all the shine, man. What about me? It's still your team, Zach.
Correct.
Unless internally people are telling him, like, hey, you know, they're kind of marketing and kind of moving toward DeMar DeRozan. And I don't think that that's true. Still Zach's team. So I don't know if LaVar is tapped in enough to say that there's all this attention to DeMar that would make Zach want to leave. You're going to leave because you want to win a championship. And you don't think you can do it in Chicago. That's the reason why you'd leave. Max deal on the line. You want to go someplace else, you can. But if it's about being the guy, you have very few spots where you could be the guy. The man on a team.
And be the man on a team that has a chance.
Right.
Like, you want to go play in Orlando? Good luck. You want to be in Houston?
Detroit?
We'll get you to Houston. Yeah. Detroit? Yeah. You want to go somewhere and win?
And those places will give him the max deal also.
Correct.
So
you'll get paid.
Yeah.
But my question to you is, at what point do you, Jonathan Hood, someone says, hey, I'll pay you this, and it's more than you're making. No one's going to hear you. You're going to be on a crappy signal in a crappy town.
Mm-hmm.
Peacock, pack our stuff up. We're moving to wherever. What? I don't want to live in Butte, Montana or Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Right.
Would you see what they're offering me? Here's what I make here. That's what they're paying me there. But at some point you wake up, you're like, I'm out of the game.
I'd rather stay with you.
I'd rather stay with you.
With a good signal.
Yeah.
And an app.
And exactly.
Right. I'd rather do that.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, listen, my money can stretch in Butte. I'm sure very much so.
Right.
Is that one of the states with no state tax? It's up there in the Big Sky country. One
I would imagine.
Is it Wyoming? One of them is.
One of them.
Yeah. No, Nevada's one, Texas one, Florida. I think there's one in the Big Sky country.
Tennessee, maybe?
I think that's right. That have no state tax. But nonetheless, I'd rather stay here in my hometown. To be heard and
right. If all things are reasonably, like if they ask you to work for $15 an hour and they're going to pay you $1 million a year, that's.
Yeah.
Washington and Wyoming, Hoodie.
Thank you.
Yeah, here are all the states. Alaska, Florida, Nevada, New Hampshire, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, and Wyoming. No state tax.
So both.
Pay attention, Pritzker.
There's no need for that, WLS. There's no need for that. I mean,
that's a fine, buddy. That's a fine.
That's a fine. There's no need for that.
I don't have any money.
You mean you want him to give you no state tax in a state that's broke? It's amazing.
Cap, we've discussed this. You can pull out the app. Go ahead.
I have no money.
App.
Apt, yeah, great store. I love them. 312-332-3776 is our phone number.
So what did you glean from the conversation?
From talking with LaVar, I got to think he's tapped in, right?
So now you believe Zach's leaving based on that conversation.
Like
you believe he's leaving, right?
I'm torn. I can't say. I mean, I hear from so many people.
What I'm hearing over at Wintrust, because the NBA draft camp is around, is that the Bulls are going to sign him because if you don't, how do you get better? You have to sign him. It's on Zach. But they want to offer him the deal.
Okay, and what if he says to them, you sign and trade me, but I'm not coming back here. I don't want to be here.
I need more than equal value for Zach LaVine. And I know that he's got the knee issue. This is the second time on the same knee that he has a problem with that issue. This is the second time.
Correct. And you want me to guarantee 5 years. Balloon payment in the last year is $48 million.
What do you think Jerry Reinsdorf would say? Because I know that's on his table. What does he think of that? I know he's got all the information.
Right.
This is a max deal. The full boat, as Jerry Cross would say. The full boat contract. Full boat. So the full boat, right?
Right.
What do you think Jerry Reinsdorf would say to that? And he has knowledge of the knee. He'd probably say pay him.
Probably.
Is this, what is it, 217?
212.
212? For one guy? How about three guys?
No, one, Jerry.
Is that the going rate?
That's the going rate.
Michael, come here and tell me this.
Right. It's in the contract. It's in the agreement.
He's got a bad knee?
It's not bad. It just flares up now and then.
Really? I don't know.
Will he take a two-year deal?
We don't pay. We don't pay five-year deals for shooting guards with a bad knee, or 5 years for a pitcher. So I don't know. What do you think?
Let's go to Anthony. Hey, Anthony, what's up, Sparkles?
Hey, Cafe J. Thanks for having me on.
What's up?
I just wanted to make the comment. I had called during the Milwaukee series. I had mentioned you could see it in Levine's body language that he is frustrated with DeMar. It's facts. He is a human being. He does not feel like Chicago is his city. If 1 year we're chanting for him to be MVP, and then DeMar comes in, and now we're chanting for DeMar to be MVP, he doesn't feel like this is his city. Why would he want to be here? You can see it in his play on the court and on his body language. Even Black and Abdallah bring it up. I can't believe that you guys just don't agree with that.
I disagree with you because I think he was super happy when Lonzo Ball was healthy and he had him at the point and then Zach could operate. When DeMar or Zach have to be a facilitator and now they get double teamed, they get blitzed when they get into the front court, that changes the way that team plays.
Absolutely, it did. But I think when he had his injuries and he was on the bench and he hears his city chanting someone else's name. And I know he helped recruit DeMar. I understand that. But
they're not chanting DeMar's name. They're saying MVP because he had MVP like year. That's not his name. His name's not MVP. It's DeMar DeRozan. Stop.
Okay, I understand.
Stop building stop building that straw man, Tony. Don't do that.
Yeah, you're better than
that. You're correct about that. But, I mean, we all have feelings. You know? I mean, that has to bother him.
So any good team you go to, there's going to be somebody who's better than you.
Absolutely. But when he was the man, and now he hears the city chanting MVP for someone else, and I just feel that bothered him, and it totally changed the
if
way
he's that soft and he needs to leave.
No, that's not the, that's
agreed.
Not the case. Anthony, thank you.
Agreed.
Thanks, Anthony. Appreciate it.
No, he's not bothered. He can't be bothered by another player that's having a great season. I mean, this is what he wanted.
Correct.
Was he want to go back to the ghetto? To the hole that he was in with Boylan and no chance to win a championship.
Correct, in a punch clock.
Being the best player on a crappy team.
Agreed.
Stop.
3-1.
Stop it.
2-3-3-2-3-7-7-6. We've got a new topic.
Stop it.
I'm changing direction for us here. We're getting a new Top Gun movie next weekend.
You all right?
Yes.
Okay.
New Top Gun movie next weekend. I can't wait to watch it. Who's the best action star? Is it Cruise? Liam Neeson, a Willis, a Vin Diesel, a Rock. Who is it? 312-332-3776. Rock and roll. Let's go.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
I need to feel you, Jerry. Show me the money. Jerry, you better yell. Show me the money.
I feel the need.
He needs toothpicks. Could you help him and get him some toothpicks? Thank you very much. Toothpicks. He needs some toothpicks. Can we just get him some toothpicks over here?
So we're getting a new Top Gun movie next weekend. Every freaking time my wife sees that on the guide. Like, she's not a TV person. We don't have a show. And then she'll sit down. She's doing stuff on her iPad or shopping on Amazon.com on her computer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Top Gun's on. Put that back on. The Rock, Speed. Like, there's a handful of them.
All right.
Aaron Brockovich. Anyway, we're getting a new Top Gun movie next weekend. Who is the best action star? Like, yeah, that dude's awesome.
Okay. So if I gave you Tom Cruise or The Field, what would you take?
The Field.
All right?
Not even close.
Now, it is close when you have a little guy like that doing his own stunts. You know, I think that you could give him credit for his versatility.
The little guy.
He is a little guy. It's a little guy.
Coming in at 5'3".
You ever see him, you know, stomp on Oprah's couch? He is a little guy. It's like a kid. This guy's he's modern day Dick Clark. I mean,
you're just fortunate Mindy has a type.
Oh! You see him taking a shot? What are you going to do about it?
Nothing.
You're not going to take a swing?
No.
I think you should.
No.
The old Cap would have taken a swing.
The old Cap would have taken a swing.
He could have taken
I come to work and our other producer looks like my grandfather. Anyway.
Cap, aren't you going to take a swing at this guy? Saying that about you, that's unbelievable.
Saving that for next week.
Okay. So you say the field. So not Tom Cruise.
Not Tom Cruise.
All right.
I like Tom Cruise. He's fine.
All right. What about Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No.
Okay. Eastwood?
No. What was he like an action hero?
Oh, my God. He was a great actor.
All those old Westerns, Cap? Come on.
Fistful full of Dollars. The Good, Bad, and the Ugly. Good stuff. So I'm going to say...
Was he in Thunderbolt and Lightfoot?
No, that was a good tag team, though, in the Mid-Atlantic area. But I will tell you that The Rock would be my guy now. I would say it would be The Rock. Because he's number one in Hollywood now. And it's funny, you don't even think about him as a wrestler as much as it is now just a great actor. Number one in the box office.
I want to go to the phones because there's a few calls up. 312-332-3776. Who is the best action star? Jeremy is out. He's in the islands listening to us on vacation.
All right.
Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
What's up, buddy?
Hello, Jeremy.
Nothing. So I actually think Keanu Reeves is one of my favorite action movie stars.
He's
especially
awesome.
Keanu Reeves was phenomenal, especially in John Wick. Those movies were great. And then all the training that he went through, if you see some of those videos that surface, I think everything about him is great. That's my opinion.
Well, Jeremy, let me ask you the question, okay? And I'm not necessarily a big movie guy. I'm more of a small screen guy, as you know. I'm more of a TV guy. But I will ask you about the movie Speed. Speed.
Great movie.
Classic movie or just or it's better than you thought? Do you think it's a classic movie or better than you thought?
I think it's better than I thought.
Yeah, because the premise of the movie Speed, right? The bus has to be under 60?
Got to be under...
No, it can't go under 55 or it blows up.
No, it can't go under 50.
Right, if it was a 50?
Can't go under 50.
Can't go under 50 miles an hour.
So Sandra Bullock has... Otherwise, the bomb that's armed will detonate and blow the bus up.
Maybe we should have spoiler alerted that one.
A movie from the 1990s.
Would you keep your beak out of it? I'm sorry, Jeremy. Keep
your, no, you're all good.
Yeah, it's just the company we have over here.
It's unbelievable.
So you believe just a better movie, not a classic, because Cap thinks it's a classic because it's a simple storyline for him to follow. So.
Oh, my God.
So there you go.
He's just firing today.
What am I saying wrong?
You can tell about the pile of resumes if those are the two guys behind the glass that we got. Anyway.
Don't forget Matrix, by the way. Fantastic Keanu Reeves trilogy.
The Matrix is a classic. Yeah. Speed, I don't know, is a classic.
Right.
Speed was better than Matrix.
Yeah, What are you talking about?
What did you say, Jeremy?
I said I might have to go with this better than I thought. Not an instant classic, but it was a good movie.
Matrix? Or Speed?
No, I thought we were on Speed.
Yeah. What is the Matrix better than Speed?
I would have to say so. Not all of them. Some of the Matrix movies were a little too much. Like, the original Matrix was phenomenal.
Did you watch Matrix, Cap?
I did.
Okay.
John Wick as well. Jeremy, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Put that on the poll. Put that on the poll, Shay, at ESPN 1000. At the Catman believes that Speed is better than the Matrix. Agree or disagree?
Put that out there.
I'll get crushed in this one.
No. That's fine. It's just your choice.
Dan in Geneva. Hey, Dan.
Hey, boys. How you doing this morning?
Morning, Dan.
I was actually calling in to say Keanu Reeves as well. That was my number one answer. But I'm going to throw a new one out there and say Jason Statham. He's pretty impressive.
Yeah, he's very, very good as well. He's outstanding.
So if I gave you Tom Cruise of the field, you're going Jason Statham.
I would, yeah.
And Keanu, and definitely Reeves.
Yeah, I think the John Wick series is the best out there, and you guys already mentioned Speed and Matrix. You know, he's probably got a few others that go out there, and as the last caller, Jeremy, said, if you pay attention to any of his real-life training, he takes it seriously. He's not out there doing any fake karate. He knows real jiu-jitsu, and he definitely knows how to handle a firearm.
Appreciate the call, Dan. Like, I'll tell you another one that was great was Steven Seagal before he swallowed triplets. I mean, that guy,
once again,
when he was in shape, was amazing. And he's also legitimately a black belt in karate.
Unbelievable.
Trained in the martial arts in the Far East. He's amazing. Not anymore, but he was.
I really liked Matt Damon in the Bourne Identity series. He was very good.
I would like to let our audience know that if you're just a little bit overweight, man or woman, that Cap is not with you. But he's only talking to the in-shape listeners of Cap and Jay Hood. But I'm for everybody, though, because that's who I am. But Cap, if you're a little bit overweight, though, Cap thinks you're a moron.
No, yeah. Did not ever say that.
He thinks that you're low IQ.
It's just hard to be yourself.
You think they're idiots, low IQ, and the dregs of life. And that's really a shame because, for me, I love everybody. But Cap, very judgmental. If you just have a little bit over the waistline, a little bit over the belt line, you're an ass. So just so you know, because he likes to call out people, you know, he looks like he's had triplets or she looks like she's had triplets. And so that's the thing. Now, Cap's never been overweight, clearly, which is a lie. But now that he's lost weight, now that he's on soda, now he thinks he's Jack LaLanne. So I just want everyone to know he's Charles Atlas. So I just want you to know that if you're a little bit overweight and you're listening, you're in a truck, you work a 9-to-5. If you are overweight, Cap thinks that you are disgusting. So there you have it. I mean, it's unbelievable. I'm for everybody, right? I understand. You know, you're trying to lose weight. I've lost. But it's not good enough for Cap because unless you're 150 pounds and you go to East Bank Club, you know that's when you can qualify to be in his circle. But if you're a little overweight as a listener, you know you're the worst. Just so you know, that's how Cap feels. I don't feel that way because I'm someone who loves everyone. Now, because again, I'm not the superficial one on this combination because I love everybody. But for Cap. Hey, man, it's hanging over the belt line. You suck. You suck in life. Oh, God. And I wouldn't say that because I love you. But Cap, he only cares about the in-shape people.
So here's the thing.
Huh?
All I said was that if he's going to be an action star, he can't look like he does.
Why not?
Because you can't be an action star and doing the things he was doing when he was a mixed martial arts black belt. It's a little hard.
Let me give you Exhibit A here, Your Honor. I will present to you William Conrad.
He was very good, and he was grossly overweight.
Again, the shot. There was no. You just could have called him a good voice actor and a good actor.
He's dead.
But he was fat.
He was canon.
Was that canon? Grossly overweight. You know, it's funny. It's funny, JR. The ones that were made fun of back in the day, they were overweight. It was like the neighbors at the Lucy show. What was his name? The neighbors. The Mertzes.
Yes, the Mertzes. Yes, Fred and Ethel.
Fred Mertz. Back then, that was look how big Fred Mertz is. He's a normal sized guy. He's like 215, if nothing else, with the suspenders. Fred Mertz. But now this is how it happens, folks. And listen, as much as I love you, and you on Twitch, you know how much I love you.
Oh my!
But God. But Cap is just different that way. As if Cap's never been Fat Cap. Okay, that's the thing.
Oh, that guy.
Oh yeah,
was in my life.
Oh no, yeah, that Fat. So I've struggled with weight, but I'm getting better. I'm getting better every day.
Yes, you are.
But it's not good enough to be at the East Bank Club hanging out with Cap though, because he can't be seen with a fat friend.
Oh my God!
So, but I understand.
Makes me look skinnier.
Yeah, see, exactly, right? So that's fine. That's fine. I can lose weight. You won't be less annoying. You can't lose that.
JR has received an unfortunate summons.
Yeah.
We'll get to that next.
Mm-hmm.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Rolling on, I'm Cap and Jay Hood. We were talking about the new Tom Cruise Top Gun movie. I don't know the premise of it, but I'm excited to watch it. Boy, it's taken a long time to make Top Gun number two.
Yeah, all those guys are in shape. You'll be watching.
Val Kilmer is not.
Well, no. Oh, you've noticed. I think it's odd that a man looks at another man's waistline all the time.
I'm not saying that. All I'm saying to you is if you're going to be an action star, you're a unique athlete.
I see. You have to look a certain way. You have to
Charles
look the
Barkley,
part.
A unique athlete.
Look the part.
Yeah, it's kind of, you're selling a movie.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Be jacked up. Like.
Oh, I see.
Like Jason Statham or Vin Diesel or The Rock.
Yeah.
Like if The Rock was grossly overweight, it just doesn't play as well. He's The Rock.
David Kaplan.
Not me.
Something strong.
So JR received something in the mail. He's not happy about it. It's not the first time he's had to deal with this. What'd you get, JR?
A jury summons to 26th and California.
Now, let me ask you about this. Have you had a jury summons in your area, or is it always the city?
I've had four different summons, three of them to 26th and California, once to traffic court up by me in Elk Grove Village.
I just think that's interesting for where you live that they keep sending you
to 26th and California. Like you couldn't give me the courthouse right here next to the building here where I can walk over maybe?
Right, exactly. I think that's interesting.
Or one by my house maybe? I mean,
right, that's what I'm wondering, right? Like if it's me, I can understand why it's 26th and California. If it's me, live in Southeast, like, all right, send them over to 26th California or Markham. Send them over to Markham. Last time I went, it was Markham.
Can they send you anywhere within how big a radius?
I think it's within the county. So I live in Cook County on the Cook County side of Buffalo Grove. So I get Cook County jury summons.
I see.
Last one I got was in Waukegan.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm on the Lake County side of Lake Cook Road.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go to Waukegan.
How many years ago was that for you? Mine was like 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah, I'm right in that general wheelhouse.
Yeah.
It was pre-pandemic. I know that.
Is four like an exorbitant number? I feel like that's a lot of jury duty appearances from one person.
This will be your number four. The other three, which one were you the foreman of?
So the story I told you was I was the foreman of a jury in traffic court up in Elk Grove Village. You know, I opened my mouth first when everything was over. I'm like, okay, we need to elect a foreman. And everyone points at me because I opened my mouth.
Of course. Howard Stern.
Real quickly, it was a woman.
Yes. And Wendy had to go this, and I counseled them. Coffee?
She was going on trial to see if she was drunk or not. We saw the dash cam video from the police officer. When she was asked to spell her name, she misspelled her first name.
And her first name was?
Jean, like your barber.
J-E-A-N.
Right, but she started with a G, which I'm going to guess maybe your barber spells it that way, but he was not the one pulled over. She was, so she was unfortunately convicted.
That's the best. That's the best. So I was in a trial the same way, a misdemeanor trial, misdemeanor trial.
Mm-hmm.
It was very short. Guilty.
You're guilty.
I was not the foreman, though. I was just 24 years old. I was a kid.
Today, yeah. You'd be the foreman.
Oh, I don't want to say anything. I just want to be in the back. I don't want anyone to notice me. Except maybe I'm eating potato chips really loudly. Maybe they'd notice me then.
That's it.
Because, you know, I'm portly.
Like, wow. So. Do people?
You know, that's how you refer to me, right?
No.
How would you refer to me?
Lovable.
Oh, okay.
Husky?
What are we doing here?
He's 6 foot three or four. He's a big man. I mean, what are we doing here? Fat shaming? That's wrong.
You do that every day. What do you mean? You do it all the time.
This is what we're asking, Cap.
He looks like
it's like 8 minutes ago, you fat shamed.
I just said.
I'm telling you, Steven Seagal, he ate triplets. I'm telling you. Take that.
Well, it's tough to be an action hero when you look like he does. Anyway.
It didn't stop William Conrad. Because he was great in canon.
He was awesome.
My guy.
He was. So, JR.
Yeah?
We also learned that when Shea had to go do jury duty, they took his phone away.
It was terrible. This was back when I lived
in... And I'm not talking about in the courtroom. I'm talking about the four-hour wait before you get called.
This was back when I lived in Michigan. It was my first and only jury summons, and I hope I never get it again. I was sitting in the parking lot, And I go to walk in, and I'm walking in, and they go, you have to go through the metal detector. You can't bring your phone in. You have to go back outside, put your phone in the car, then come back in. Then we're sitting in there, and it's like 300 of us, just a ridiculous amount. They're picking for three trials. We have to sit and wait to get called into the courtroom to do the interview process. And we're all sitting in there, and this woman comes in, and she goes, we're not really sure how long this is going to take, but here's a stack of books you can read if you want to keep yourself entertained.
Right.
Books. The oldest books you've ever seen, too. Like, these were like the donations off the from the library when they start falling apart. And even the library's like, we can't give these out anymore. So they give them to the courthouse.
Wow.
That's extreme, I would say.
Yes.
That's
definitely To Kill extreme. A Mockingbird here.
Oh,
I have
my God.
War and Peace. Choose.
Okay. Here's what I need for. Here's what we need. So, JR, can you call in?
Well, so here's the thing. You have to call the day before to see if you're going to be on the jury or not. And I could probably call and get out of it, but I risk having it land on something really important. Okay, I'm going to miss work on a Thursday, maybe. But, you know, maybe I push it and then it falls on a day that I can't get out of.
Why should that day be different than
any other day? Yeah, I got it, Kevin.
I think it'd be cool if you could call in, because here's what I need to know. I need to know if they're still rolling out the 1990 video of Lester Holt with a mustache.
The last time I was there, yes, they had that video playing for sure. Yes.
I need Channel 2 Lester Holt. I need him to be able to tell you the rules and regulations of jury duty.
I could probably get a bootleg video of that while I'm sitting there, maybe a little undercover, you know, if we could release it out there.
Honest to God, you know, they still have that old video, and I think they rolled out in the cart. I don't even think they bring down the shade anymore, the screen.
Yeah, it's like you have an assembly in high school. They roll in the TV tray.
So, listen, what we need from our listeners is excuses for JR to get out of this jury duty. We need this today.
It's easy for him. He just shows up and goes, I'm going to be honest, I'm very high right now. I don't have any idea what's going on. And they'll just be like, all right, buddy, go home.
No, they'll probably say, okay, then we're going to move you to next week, and you better come here sober.
Oh, no. Move him to next week. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I would say just come in there with just a bunch of 60s slang. Hey, man, peace.
Groovy.
I'm all for peace, man. Hey, man, that's what I would do. I would just, I think you should wear all denim, and I think that you should come in there with your 60s slang.
With a denim vest and a peace necklace.
Yeah, I'll just give him the George Carlin line.
Tell the judge the truth. Tell him you'll make a terrific juror because you can spot guilty people just like that.
That's what I think you should do. Come in there. I mean, listen, if you're coming in high, here's the thing. People do not look at marijuana the same as they used to.
Correct.
If you come in high, obviously, it's going to be enlightening. Like, oh, okay, this guy's got a clear mind. You come in there reeking and smelling of weed. What are they going to say?
I'm just going to look at this from a different perspective, man.
Man. Just keep saying man. When the judge talks to you, and instead of your honor, just call him man. Hey, man.
Oh, hey, man. You're the cat in the room.
Can you tell us what you did today to prepare for your jury duty? I stopped at the Wakin Bakery. I'm stoned to the bejesus right now. How can I help you, man? It's your honor. Okay, man.
Now, we don't want him to be in contempt, though, right? We don't need that from JR. We don't want him to be locked up.
Yeah, Cap, you don't want a phone call from me saying, I could use a little cash that you don't happen to have on you today?
Could you please bail me out? Can I Venmo it to you?
I'll tell you what. If anybody can get themselves out of jail, it's JR. He's probably got some card about his rights and stuff and all
Correct.
That. If anybody can get himself and talk himself out of something, it's JR.
I have definitely talked my way out of speeding tickets early in the morning. There is no question.
So can you help us with jury duty? What could JR use to get out of jury duty? Or maybe someone has an idea.
I think it's not the initial summons, though, that's the problem. Like, that's okay. It's like you don't want to get selected to be sitting on that jury, because then it might be multiple days. Like, I had a buddy I used to work with. When they do the interview process, he'd tell the lawyer, like, I'm on a bunch of medications. I get really confused very easily. And every time, he said the lawyer would just go, that guy can't be on my jury. Get out. And that's it.
Get out.
Goodbye. Like, have a nice day. Here's your paycheck for $20 or whatever. Goodbye.
What if you got sequestered, JR?
I mean, you'd miss me.
You wouldn't want to be in there, though. Knowing you, you wouldn't want to be in there.
I don't know. I mean, there's something noble about helping decide the law. I kind of appreciate it a little bit.
Every citizen has a right to a fair trial.
And a right to get out of there.
All right. We will take your thoughts. Do you have any idea how we can get JR out of this? You can send them to us on Twitter at TweetJHood, at the Catman. The spring trading lineup for week three, the final week of it. Got to duck one more week. It's all coming up next.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
A couple of notes here for JR, who's got a jury summons. Tom Gilmartin says, just say you have a lawyer who's a relative. Works every time. Donald Harshbarger says, one thing you do not want is to at least be the alternate. You have to sit there and listen to the whole case, and you don't even get to render a vote. That stinks.
That's the worst.
That'd be bad.
Especially for a long trial, right?
That would be bad. Anyway, it is time for Spring Trading Part 3.
And Zitterbaum is here, and he's ready to go.
He is our boss. He's the director of content. This is his pride and joy, his creation.
Zitterbaum.
Did you think about it in the office? Did you come up with it? Were you laying in bed one day, driving? Did you go, I got an idea.
No, it was simple. Sylvie pulled a Sylvie move. He was going on vacation, and he said, listen, I'm going on vacation. I don't want to use a day off. Do you think I can switch shifts with Carmen? And I asked Carmen, I'm like, hey, listen, Sylvie wants to switch shifts with you. Can he work with Yurko 12 to 2, and can you work with Waddle 2 to 6? And Carmen, being an easygoing guy, said, sure. I heard the shows those days, and I'm like, this is refreshing. This is cool. Let's do this for a whole day and call it spring trading. And then I was like, all right, you know, we'll do it for the whole month of May. Every Wednesday in May. And I think it's turned out pretty well. I mean, you guys have been great. All of you guys, first and foremost, I thank you guys for being flexible with your schedules. Yeah. You know, you guys are used to being out of here by 11 o'clock, and Hoodie's here yesterday till 6:15, 6:30.
Yeah.
And then he's got to turn around and be back here in the morning. So I appreciate that. I mean, Sylvie doing double duties. He admirably fills in for Waddle because Waddle's not here because, you know, his father-in-law passed away, so Sylvie stood up. He did a show with Carm 12 to 2, and then he was back on with Bleck from 6 to 6:30. So you guys have all been great, and I appreciate that. I think the listeners have enjoyed it, and I certainly have. Next week, I'm going to give spring trading awards. I'm going to give you all awards for your work in spring trading.
Nice.
And I should have one for that telethon I got to do, back-to-back afternoon shows. 2 to 6, my God. Only got 3 hours of material in me. If that.
You did afternoon drive twice.
Twice, yeah.
You've worked 8 hours in this. Sylvie has worked a lot of hours. I think Blex worked the least amount of hours.
He did his show.
Yeah, you worked six. Hey, listen, it's all the luck of the cup, right? You could be watching us right now on Twitch. I am going to pull the name. So next Wednesday, May 25th, will be the final day of spring trading. The first two names I pull will work 7 to 10. The second two names I pull will work 12 to 2. The next two names will work 2 to 6. And the next two names will work 6 o'clock until the White Sox game. Gentlemen, for the last week, do you have anybody that you'd specifically like to work with?
Waddle.
Waddle.
Everybody wants the great Tom Waddle. Is there anyone specifically you don't want to work with?
No.
Chauncey.
Well, Chauncey's not in the cup this time. Maybe next year. Next year, maybe Peggy and Dion will be in the cup as well. All right, gentlemen, let us begin. We are going to begin with 7 to 10. The first name out of the cup, Sylvie!
Sylvie!
Sylvie's getting the early morning wake up next Wednesday, working 7 to 10. Who will he be with? Here we go. Opening it. Cap! Sylvie and Cap!
I just threw up in my mouth.
Why? That's going to be a great show, Sylvie and Cap, 7 to 10.
Yeah, great. Listen to this jackass partner I have.
Come on, Cappy. You and right? Sylvie go way back.
Right? Old GN stories. It's got to be great. Right?
Maybe we can ride together, too.
Right?
We live around the corner from each other.
Oh, yeah, you should definitely carpool in.
Yeah, but definitely videotape it.
But if you carpool in, do you think you'll give each other a ride home? Like, at the end of the 3 hours, do you think you'll then want to sit in a car together?
Definitely videotape it, though.
Question is if he'd be alive by the time we got to the station.
Videotape it.
Oh, stop it. You two love each other.
See the murder.
One big happy family. All right. 12 to 2. Here we go. 12 to 2.
Have a good rest of your show. I'm out of here.
Chris Bleck, 12 to 2. Chris
Bleck, 12-2.
Chris Bleck gets sound effects. We're going 12-2.
Yes. Ah, Bleck in the golden hammock of ESPN 1000. 12-2.
And joining Chris Bleck, 12-2, Hoodie! Hoodie and Bleck, 12-2. What was that?
We're going to break. Go ahead.
What was that, JR? Is Cap running the board today?
No. That's JR.
Just keep going, Danny. Welcome, I'm surprised you're even wearing headphones today.
Two to six. I always wear headphones. I heard a lot of that on my ride in this morning. All right, here we go. 2-6. Drive time. Waddle. Waddle gets his own slot.
All right.
Waddle, 2-6. Sorry, boys. Neither of you are getting to work with Waddle. I know that's what you both wanted. Who will be working with Waddle 2-6 next Wednesday, the 25th? That will be Yurko! Yurko and Waddle! Now, that's going to be a fun show. And that means, obviously, 6 to the White Sox game will be Carmen and Adam Abdallah.
All right.
There we have it. Spring trading next month. Cap's gone silent. Like, he's shut off.
No, I
like
was just...
literally,
my
like,
partner just texted me something that was funny.
Which partner? Sylvie?
Oh!
No.
What did Hoodie text you? His phone's right there.
He texted me something. This is
gonna
personal.
This is going to be
I don't know, Cappy. You've gone dead, like a dead fish since I announced that it's... So just to recap...
Feeling something coming on. I hope I feel better by next Wednesday.
Cap and Sylvie, 7 to 10. I think that's going to be a great show. 12 to 2, we've got two good friends, Hoodie and Bleck. You can hear them on the Fast Break podcast, which is outstanding original content on the ESPN Chicago app. 2 to 6, Waddle and Yurko, the football boys. And then 6 to the Sox game, Carmen and Abdallah. I really only see fireworks in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, those are two guys that don't like each other, and it's going to be together from 7 to 10. It's going to be a cage match. You know, loser of the show must leave ESPN 1000. Loser leave town. So you're going to be fighting with Sylvie. This is going to be great. It's going to be great radio.
No, there will not be any fighting going on.
Okay, well, that's a lie. Because that's it.
Well, F-A.
Yeah, that's going to happen. It's going to be great.
I'm going to be a pro. I'm going to do my show. I'm just there so I don't get suspended. And that's the deal.
Sylvie and Cap. That's going to be great, Danny.
I cannot wait.
This, you know what?
You know what I might do? I might blow out Greeny next week, and you guys might go 7 to 12. I'm thinking about that. Yeah. I'm going to sit in my office with my right-hand man, Jonathan Hood, and we're going to discuss Cap and Sylvie 7 to 12. Yeah. I feel bad for Shay and JR next week.
That's a notion.
This might be permanent.
I've been doing that for 2 weeks anyways.
I'm just telling you that this might be permanent. If it's good, Danny, you might want to make the change, make the switch. I'll retire and go to management.
Well, the 12-2 slot will be open for you.
Oh, that's true. That's like retirement.
How would Abdallah feel if you stole Bleck?
12-2 is like retirement. That's it. Golden hammock.
That's it.
You guys want to come in at 1:30 for crosstalk? All right, we're out of here. Have a great rest of your day. Greeny or one of the 20 to fill in for him is coming
all
up
right
next.
Now. Chris Carlin. I mean, come on.
It's Chris Carlin.
DBAA.
That's just being honest with you.
No. What you're doing is being a jerk to teammates right now.
That's right. Chris Carlin and Chris Canty are next.
Freddie Fitzsimmons coming up.
Oh, my God.
All right, stop it.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Jackass.